We've got a great ministry coming up on Saturday. It's DCF. And a couple of months ago, we talked at DCF about names and meanings of names. And it was quite fun. And we enjoyed that. And I've been thinking about names over the last couple of months. And I've been reading about Elisha. And he had a great, great name. And his name means God is my salvation. Wow. God is my salvation. And he is Elisha and he's got a great name. And we've all got names. And I've picked out a few popular ones for Argyle here. Let's have a look, Judy. Ah, right, Pauls. Wave your hand around if you're called Paul. Whoa, three Pauls and you are small. Now, hang on a minute. Can you just stand up, Paul? Is he small? No, he's not. And neither are the other guys. They're not small. But nevertheless, that's what it means. How many Elaines? Any Elaines here today? We've got one, two. Where's our other Elaine? Oh, right. We've got plenty of Elaines here. And Elaine means shining star, shining light. Shining light, which is lovely, isn't it? And that's a nice name to have. Andrews, any Andrews here? Whoa, Andrew at the back there. And, another Andrew here, yes. What's your name mean, Andrew? Oh, Manly. Manly. There you are, Andrew. Very good, at the back. That's lovely. And a couple of Janets. How many Janets have we got in today? One. Where's our other Janet? Two Janets, and you, God is merciful. God is merciful. How lovely, how lovely. And I thought it would be nice just to mention Alison, because she's looking after us today. And Alison is noble, noble. And there's a lovely proverb, isn't there? Many women do noble things. Says it in the Bible. And that's a particular blessing of Argyle. We've got many women who do noble things. And that's a wonderful, lovely, lovely thing for us to have. That's a particular blessing. And I was just wondering whether you might be interested in what my name means. Yes, we won't go into that. But I will just show you what a large settlement could be like. But, so that's it. But what I wanted to talk about is Elisha. Elisha had a great name. He was really marvelous. God is my salvation. In modern parlance, they'd call him a superstar. They'd call him the real deal. Elisha was great. Elisha is the only prophet in the Bible who's called holy. Everybody will check in me out now, but I think that he's the only one that's called holy in the Bible. He was chosen by Elijah, and Elijah was the great, great prophet. And he was the one who appeared with the Lord, didn't he? And Moses up on the Mount of Transfiguration. He was, and he chose Elisha to be his trainee, to be his successor. And he put his coat on him, his mantle, his righteousness he placed on him. And Elisha asked Elijah for a double portion of Elijah's spirit. A double portion. So Elisha was full of the Spirit. Full of the Spirit, this man. He was a great man. He was the leading prophet in the land, and everybody knew it, and he was full of the Spirit. And so he did miracles. Of course he did miracles. He was full of God's Spirit, and God worked through him in his spirit. And I suppose the most famous one would be Naaman, the great nobleman and army leader. But he had leprosy, and Elisha cured him of his leprosy. That was wonderful. And then on another occasion, there was a boy who died. He was dead, And Elisha went to him and he raised him from the dead. He raised him from the dead because he was full of the Spirit of God. And God worked through him. And Elisha called on God and he brought salvation. God is my salvation. Elisha had a great name. Now, let's go to our story for today. Can we go to it? Now we've got a widow who has no name. No name's given for this woman. And she was a newly a widow. Her husband had died. And she was in terrible, terrible trouble. Because not only had her husband died, and he was one of Elisha's followers, one of his prophets, but not only had he died, but he left her in a debt, with a terrible debt that she couldn't possibly repay. And because of that, her two sons were going to be sold into slavery and taken by this man that they owed the money to, and they were going to be made slaves to pay off this debt. So she was in a terrible, terrible situation. She had no future. It was really serious in those days when her husband died and the widow was left. And this woman who was in that terrible situation, she had lost her inheritance. She was in for a bleak, bleak rest of her life. She had no future, no inheritance. And so she cried out to Elisha, because she knew Elisha. And she said, "Elisha, please, what can I do?" And he said, "What have you got?" "I've got a small jar of oil, olive oil." That's all she had. And so Elisha said, "Go home, get your sons out there and borrow as many jars as you can." Now, when I think of a jar, I think of a jam jar, a little jar. But if you look at the picture, these were big, big jars of oil to contain olive oil. And she started pouring this little amount that she had into the big jars, and it filled one jar, and it filled two jars, and it went on. And as many jars as these boys could bring home, the oil flowed and filled it. And when all the jars were full, lots of these big jars, Elisha said, sell it, and pay off the debt. Pay off the debt. And your sons, there'll be more left over. You'll have plenty of money to keep your sons, look after this, your family, and go forward. He gave her a future. He gave her her inheritance back. And what a fantastic story. And it's seven verses, just seven verses, and we know all about this woman. But the one thing we don't know is what her name was. Because I've mistakenly put up here that she's got no name, but she did. Obviously, she did have a name. It's just that we don't know it, and we're not told it. Why? Why this woman had this wonderful miracle worked in her life, and we're not told her name? Well, I don't know. I don't know. But just suppose it's so that we will, this morning, put our name to her story. Put our name. Janet, Andrea, whatever, but men as well. Trevor, put my name up there. Because she's us. We've got a debt. We've got a debt, and we can't possibly pay it. We can't pay it. We're helpless. We've got a debt of sin. Of sin. And we haven't got a future. We haven't got a future because our sin separates us from God. It separates us from God. And so we haven't got the inheritance that God wants us to have because we haven't got Jesus. And we've got this burden of sin holding us down. We can't save ourselves, just like the widow woman. We can't. But we can turn to somebody who can. And I'm not saying turn to Elisha now. I'm saying turn to one who is greater than Elisha. One whose name is greater than his. And That name is Jesus. Jesus. This is what the Bible says. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. It's above every name. Even Elisha's, his Jesus' name is above that. It's far above. Let's have the next one. Far above every name that is named. Not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. The future. The future. You see, when Jesus takes our debt away, our debt of sin, when he cleanses us, he gives us an inheritance. And that inheritance is eternal life. Wonderful, wonderful what the Lord Jesus has done for us. Now just remember what Alison's shown us. What she's shown us. We are here. We are discolored by sin. And Jesus comes and he cleanses us. And the sin is taken away. And it's not even remembered. It's not remembered by God. We are forgiven. We are forgiven when Jesus comes in to our lives and forgives our sin. We're cleansed just like Alison's glasses, yes. So, when Elaine and I were in India once, we went to a leper colony. A leper colony. And it was a shocking experience and a inspiring experience. And we've thought about Naaman. He was a leper. And there's still leprosy in the world. And it's the most terrible thing. It deforms fingers and feet. And we were there with a group of Christians to do with the mission we were helping, and we'd taken some leather sandals along to help these poor people walk on their maimed legs. But these people, a lot of them were Christians. They were Christians that come to know the Lord Jesus, and he was their consolation in that. And we had a little service for them in the community room, and we sang a few choruses. I think the lifted one, the one we sung this morning, might have sung that one. It was popular at the time. And we were there. And this service was going on, and we were going to give a little talk to these people through a translator. A translator standing here doing instant translations. And I was thinking, oh, I'm glad I don't have to give this talk. What could you possibly say to these poor people, these poor lepers? And it was a Scotsman, and he stood up, and I was praying, Lord, give him something to say. And he said, have you got a name? And of course they all said, yes, I've got a name. And he said, what's your name? What's your name? And they all started shouting their names, and they were joyous about this. He'd asked them their names. And of course we've all got names, haven't we? I'm not going to ask you to shout your name out, but we've all got names. And they all had names. This woman had a name. And they said, we've got a name. And he said, if you've trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you've had your sins forgiven, then your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. The Lamb's Book of Life. And of course, whoa, they loved being told that, because they had an inheritance. They had a future in Christ, in God. This terrible life that they've had to put up with this awful leprosy, will be clear where they'll be like Naaman, and their skin will be like a young boy's skin again. It's just, and they really loved being told that they had a future. And we need this morning to be put ourselves in that position, and we need to make absolutely sure that our name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now, I just plead with you, really, if you're not sure about this, thankfully, there's a lot of people in this room whose life is in the, whose name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, because it's a sure and certain thing. When we're saved for eternity, and there's no mistake about it. And I just feel that this book makes sure that there's no mistake about it, because your name, my name, will be written in there when our sins are forgiven. So, is your name in the Lamb's Book of Life? If you're not sure, speak to someone. Speak to Andrea, if you know Andrea. Speak to someone you know. Speak to me. Speak to one of the elders. Paul's sitting at the back there. Roger's over here. This is the place. This is the place to make sure that your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you for listening.